Hello, Mr. Bojanov. You're here to talk to us about your last movie, Ave, in theaters on April 25th. So, can you tell us a bit about the origins of the movie and is it if it's an autobiographical work?
Ave is a road movie. It's an unusual coming-of-age story and a love story. I would not describe Ave as an autobiographical film. There are elements in it that were informed by events in my own adolescence, but the story itself, the plot, is a work of fiction. The two very strong, almost life-forming elements that inform the story are the death of one of my best friends when I was 19 years old and last year in art school. My friend very unexpectedly committed suicide. He was the person that I was the closest to intellectually from all of my peers and classmates. And the second element is the encounter, my encounter with a 17-year-old runaway girl whom I found at my doorstep one night in the middle of the night during the same period when I was in my final year in art school. And what I wanted to I wanted to create a character similar to the prototype. I wanted a character that's charismatic, magnetic, elusive, a character who is capable of affecting and impacting people's lives. A character that hides behind lies and behind assuming different personalities in order to protect her own fragility, her own sort of purity and sensitivity.
How did you also approach the character of Kamen?
Kamen by no means is an alter ego of mine. However, we share things in common. I also went to art school, as I mentioned, and to this day I continue to make art as well as films. Kamen, I wanted to have two characters that are on the sort of opposite end of the spectrum as far as the idea of the truth goes. Kamen was very much created as an opposite of Ave, someone who, similar to Holden Caulfield of The Catcher in the Rye, is compelled to tell the truth no matter what the consequences. On the other hand, Ave is a compulsive liar. In similar to Kamen, when I personally learned of the death of my friend, I set off to hitchhike to the village where he was from for the funeral. And at the time, I was literally addicted to hitchhiking, to the sort of roller coaster of insecurity, of not knowing when or where you will arrive. It had nothing to do with economic reasons. It had to do, I guess, with my desire to escape. So in that respect, I also share common points with Cameron.
What about the actors that interpret them? How did you meet them?
I was very aware from the very beginning of the importance of the cast, especially for the two lead characters. And I started casting very early on when I was still working on the screenplay. For the actor who plays Kamen, I believe I saw close to 500 young actors over the course of a year. And I came across Uvanis very, very early on. He was still a student at the National Film School. And I called him for the lead role of Kamen. When he came for an audition, I'm not sure exactly what kind of dialogue took place between him and the casting director, but he came to me and said, "I cannot play a lover." So, okay, the role is not exactly of a lover, but since he didn't want to play a lover, I just said, "Okay, so how about a junkie?" He said, "Okay," like he embraced it immediately. The following day, he came with five or six of his friends and sort of reenacted that whole scene with the junkies. And I didn't want to push him to play a role that he didn't really feel comfortable playing. Almost 2 years passed since that like initial encounter with Uvanis. We had to postpone the beginning of production because of financing a couple of times, and at the time when we were preparing to go into production, I approached Uvanis again, and finally, after like many trials with various partners, I was getting the most sort of truthful performance from him. For me, it was very important not to have an ounce of fakeness in the presence of the actors in front of the camera. At the same time, I was also very aware that there were qualities in the actor that were very different than the character in the way. The way the character was written, the sort of sexuality that the character carried on page, and Uvanis is a sort of introverted and introspective person in real life. So I had to sort of push aside at the time my desire to make a much sexier film than I've ended up being, and just go for an actor whose presence in front of the camera and delivery I believed in. The process of casting the young actress who Angela Nediakova, who plays Ave, was even longer. I first started the casting for that role and saw hundreds, I think something like around 700 different girls again from like a very wide pool of young actresses, both with training and just basically young girls of from reform schools to modeling agencies, through like schools, through the street, like we looked everywhere. And I had shortlisted five girls that were close to the age of the character. And up until the end, there was something was missing for me. Something was not really there. And Angela showed up literally 2 weeks before the beginning of production. She showed up for a small part in the film, and I immediately liked her. I called her back the following day to try her out with Uvanis for the main role, and she didn't show up. So all I knew about her. In the meantime, I had actually drilled like through many scenes, like five, like for weeks, like five other young actresses who weren't very happy that I was all of a sudden considering someone else. So I sent the casting director out. We knew that she goes to art school, and there are only two art schools in Sofia, so it wasn't that difficult to find out which art school she went to. And no one had seen her for days. The casting director went to see the principal of the school. The principal gave the casting director the number of Angela's mother. I called the number and I found out that it was a lingerie store, that she had provided the school a fake number. At this point, everyone, producers, everyone thought I was completely crazy, and I'm jeopardizing the production because I'm going for an actress with no experience, someone that really is not serious. And a day later, after just tracking down some of her friends, a day later we found her in a coffee shop with a joint, like 10 o'clock in the morning. So she was in no shape to like come to an audition that day. So I called her in the following day, and I called like three or four of the actors that I was considering, and she didn't show up again. We shot one of the scenes in the film in the art school that she goes to, and when we went there to do a technical walkthrough, basically where lights will go, where I saw her down the hallway. So I went to her and said, like, what exactly is going on? And she whispered something in my ear, which to this day I don't know if it's true or if it's a lie, but she told me how, like, something really bad, horrendous happened to her mother, and she couldn't come to casting again. And because it's so personal, I never dared to ask her mother if that really happened or not. So finally, I managed to get her in for an audition. And as soon as I saw her in a couple of the scenes, I was convinced that it was her that I needed. And then after like a short negotiation, we agreed that she needs to wear a GPS bracelet, because we didn't want to like wake up in the middle of the country somewhere with like 30 people, crew, and Angela is gone somewhere that night. Having said all this, on set, she was extremely dedicated. She never complained once, and she was really great. And maybe like one day we'll work together again. But she's and although she is different than the way she plays the character, or the way the character was written, there are parallels between her as a person and Ava. There's something very fleeting in her. Very after Ava premiered in Cannes last year, she was approached by another director to play the lead in a feature film, and she finally decided to go hitchhiking for 2 months by herself in Turkey and turn down the film. So that's Angela for you.
I assume it was the most difficult part of your work, but was it also difficult to imagine the drivers that Ave and Kamen met during that trip?
Every actor in the film, no matter how small the part is, was very carefully chosen. And in terms of the Ave is very much a film about the encounter of two teenagers with the world of the adults. So the people that they encounter on the road sort of represents different elements of the adult world. And I wanted them to, by also being forced to confront death for the first time, I wanted them as probably the ultimate form of being, like, well, I'm not quite sure if I believe in what I was gonna say, because I lost my chain of thought. But in a way, to go back to, you can edit this out, to go back to what I was saying about the characters. So the characters they encounter on the road are somewhat typified characters, and the actors for these roles were also chosen very carefully. In a way, I approached the casting. For me, it was not important whether an actor was well known or not. They had to be right for the role, and a lot of the actors that play the secondary roles are actually very well-known actors in Bulgaria.
It seems like your actors have all very strong personalities. So did you write the dialogues, or did you let them free?
The dialogue was written very closely to how it ended up in the film. So very little of the dialogue was improvised during the short time I had to rehearse with the actors. As I mentioned, I didn't close the casting until a week prior to production. If a certain phrase or an expression that was in the script felt sort of fake to the actors, or when while we're rehearsing, when I felt that the dialogue was not flowing well enough for me, I was making corrections in the script. But ultimately, very little of the dialogue was improvised. The one person that improvised his dialogue was Bruno S. He's a German actor who plays a grandfather, and he's a very sort of special case, because he had autism, and he expressed himself in a very unique and poetic way. He was also an art brut artist, and he made music, so it was almost impossible to write for him. So he followed the meaning of what I had written, but he was choosing the words with which to express that meaning himself. And other than that, I think the dialogue was more or less written as is in the script.
Through your two main characters, so Avi and Kemen, you make a very sensitive portrait of deprived young people. Do you think young people nowadays are more lost than before?
Kemen and Avi are two very alienated characters. They are alienated from their peers. They have a different value system, and that's what attracts me to these type of characters. I think alienated characters and characters in search of discovering, of self-discovery, exist in every generation. Perhaps, for example, when I was the age of the characters, the sort of consumerism and materialism of my generation wasn't as strong as it is perhaps nowadays. that had to do a lot with the social system in which I grew up. But there are always people in search of something, different, and I am I harbor great affinity for coming of age stories, for young characters, for characters that are on the brink of major shifts, for characters who are not settled, who are for me, when a person is settled, and or a character is settled and is much less interesting than like when someone progressively changes through a story. And in a way, I very intentionally also chose the story to be told through through like a road movie, and I wanted the viewer to discover the story and to discover who the characters are as they physically moved on the road. And for me, their journey is both physical and spiritual. There's a transformation that takes place in both characters in the end that we follow. I also wanted to tell a complex and dark story with very simple means. I wanted actually to tell a dark story with lightness, which is something that eluded me for a variety of reasons. But nevertheless, the simplicity of expression is something that I strive for.
How did you approach the genre of the road movie? Because it's a very codified genre.
First, perhaps, like I live a very like nomadic lifestyle. I constantly move from one country to the next, from one culture to another, and I am really addicted to traveling myself in my personal life. I remember the very first time I set on the road to go to some unknown place. I was 5 years old, and I was in a restaurant with my parents, and I saw this little girl whom I convinced not only to leave the and the restaurant and come with me, but also to marry me. So ever since, I've sort of made many attempts to kind of run away for the purposes. I was not running away from my family and from a family situation. I was running away with a desire to travel and to discover something new. Even when I was like 7 or 8, I ran away with the idea to walk to the edge of the earth, which for me, the edge of the earth, I could only imagine the earth going another like maybe 20 kilometers, but I was not planning to ever come back. That night, things changed because I was alone in the middle of the woods, and it didn't seem so as romantic as it was during the day, as I imagined. So even nowadays, for the past 16 years, New York has been mostly my base, but I spent half the year away from New York. And for that reason, I have a very special relationship to traveling and to the genre of road film, road movie. Like, Ave was very influenced by classic road movies from the late 60s and early 70s, as well as some contemporary films that explore the genre. In my imagination, my desire was to almost to have the lightness of the Tu Mama Tambien in Ave, but I miserably failed in that in that respect. But what I like about the genre film is that by following a story that takes place on the road, you constantly discover not only places, but you discover different characters that you encounter on the road. And one of the elements of the genre is that this sort of, the progressive change of the characters as they travel on the road. Someone pointed out to me a lot of the genre films actually end up in tragedy. In like Easy Rider, Thelma and Louise, and although there's like this desire to break free and to be on the road, even in Y tu mamá también, the woman that the two main characters travel with, she's terminally ill, and also when they encounter each other, and we assume she will probably soon die, and also when the two characters encounter each other a year later, they're already so different than the time that they have spent together. Is something that is part of a journey, that it's part of a past, and they can never again connect in such way. And in that respect, for me, although Cameron and Aver are very alienated characters, for me the film carries a very positive note because they managed to find one another, even if they were never to encounter each other again. They, in my opinion, they will carry each other for the rest of their lives.
Ava is also a movie about Bulgaria, your country. What is your vision of this country?
I have a very emotionally complicated relationship with the country, which almost mirrors my relationship to my own family. In a way, I never. Ave was never meant to be a portrait of a country. I tried to tell a rather universal story, yet to tell the story with the specificity of a country that's largely unknown, even in Europe. And I never intentionally framed anything in a way to show my perception of the country. I try to put the characters in very sort of realistic situations, and there was no intention or desire to manipulate what the camera was capturing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.